From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Reports from Syria say violent clashes broke out less than 2 hours after the start of a nationwide ceasefire that began at midnight today, local time. Former Syrian Information Minister Mehdi Daglala told VOA and told the state TV, that is, in Syria, that it appeared that accepting long-discussed truce was in the government's best interest. Says the important thing is that the positives outweigh the negatives in such a truce deal, because there is always the danger that the rebels will take advantage of a ceasefire to rearm and resupply. He insists that the agreement is positive because it allows the government and its allies to continue targeting IS and the Jabhat al-Nusra, even with some skirmishes. The end to hostilities brokered by Russia and Turkey is holding in much of the country. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. Al-Kuwaiti was a previous member of IS's War Committee. President Obama has hit Russia with new sanctions over its computer hacking and interference in the November presidential election and other Russian actions, including harassing U.S. diplomats in Moscow. Mr. Obama called his actions a necessary and appropriate response. 35 Russian government officials in Washington and at the consulate in San Francisco were given 72 hours to leave the United States. A Kremlin spokesman said Moscow is preparing an appropriate retaliation and accused the U.S. of trying to destroy ties with Russia. This is